Grace, peace, and mercy are yours from our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, if you've seen this before, I'm going to ask you to not blurt out the answer, but how do you pronounce this word? Goti? Sounds German. Gotti? Okay, not a long O. Anybody else have any thoughts? You're all way off, by the way. Gahati. No, that's not true either. That's not right either. The way you pronounce this word is this. It's fish. Fish. G-H as in enough. O as in women. And T-I as in nation. Fish. I don't believe you couldn't get that. Now, English is kind of a weird language, isn't it? It's one of the most difficult languages for people coming from a foreign country to learn because there are just so many rules and also so many exceptions to the rule. So many other languages are pretty straightforward, but English does not. For instance, I before E except after C, right? It's a great way to remember how to spell certain words correctly, but it doesn't always work. So here's the way that little ditty should go. I before E, except after C, or when sounding like A, as in neighbor or way, or E, as in seize, seizure, leisure, either or neither, or weird, or height, or forfeit. But I before E, except after C. Always. Supposedly someone did some counting, and they found 923 words that break the rule, and only about 44 that actually work. Well, things that follow or don't follow the rules is kind of fitting for tonight's focus as we remember the covenant. A covenant is technically a legal contract between two parties. And there are rules which govern how covenants are made. However, when we try to apply those rules to God's covenant or the way God uses his covenant, they don't always fit. God makes exceptions to the way he makes covenants. But invariably, those are not for his benefit, but for ours. In verse 8 of the psalm we heard earlier, we hear, "The Lord remembers his covenant forever, the word he commanded for 1,000 generations." You know, even if we have a hard time remembering covenants, it's still okay, as long as God remembers. And because God remembers his covenant, all generations are blessed forever. You know, I think we all have a hard time remembering things, even when we write them down. At least I do. But the only way God's people of old could remember a covenant was, well, to remember it. God gave them some rather easy ones to remember. The easiest may be Leviticus 26:12, where God said, "And I will walk among you, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people." Should have been easy enough to remember. God will be God, and people will be people. And that should have been easy enough to do. Just be people. But the people weren't content to be people. They wanted to be God. They wanted to do things their own way, in spite of the danger warnings God gave them. And sometimes they didn't even act like people. They acted more like animals. Well, actually, that's giving them a little too much credit, because even animals use a kind of logic, right? If I'm hungry, I eat. If I happen to be a carnivore, I eat you, maybe. But animals are generally pretty careful about following the rules, about avoiding danger, but not God's people. He had warned them in Deuteronomy 4, "Take care lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God which he made with you, and make a carved image, the form of anything that the Lord your God has forbidden you. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God." God is jealous. He's jealous for his people because he knows that apart from him is only death. And following other gods brings only pain and misery. But even if they had had pen and paper to write these things down, the ink wouldn't even have been dry before they broke it and made carved images and worshipped other idols. They had no problem remembering the false gods of Egypt. And upon seeing the false gods of the people of Canaan, they copied them. Now, according to their agreement, God, the consuming fire, had every right to destroy them. But just a few verses after that warning, we read this. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not leave you or destroy you or forget the covenant with your fathers that he swore to them. The people may have forgotten the covenant, but God didn't. God remembered so that all generations to follow would be blessed. Now, do you remember the Ten Commandments? Everybody's supposed to go like this. Yeah, okay. We know there were 10, right? That much. You know, most of us had to probably memorize those at one time or another. But remember how remember is used in the Bible. It isn't just about recalling the words of the event. Biblical remembering involves action. So to remember the commandments is to know them and, in action, keep them. And that first commandment says what? You shall have no other gods. Pretty simple. And Luther kind of helps to explain that a little bit, right, in the Small Catechism. What does this mean? We should fear and love and trust in God above all things. What could be clearer? What could be clearer? So let me ask, how's that commandment keeping going for you? I think we'd all have to admit that our lives demonstrate that there are lots of things that hold a higher priority than Him. Gods we trust more than the true God. And that's only one commandment. You know, we could go right down the list and see that we break each and every one of them. But tonight, we're not really talking about remembering commandments. We're talking about remembering covenants. And there's a difference between covenants and commandments. Commandments are for God to make and for us to keep. But we don't. So God makes a covenant. Now, it would seem right that in a covenant that we are to each keep our side of the deal. But since we can't, God makes an exception to the covenant writing rule. God remembers that we don't, in fact can't, keep the provisions of the covenant that apply to us. And remembering this, God does something about it. Now, of course, the people of the Old Testament didn't have paper or a notary public. So how were they supposed to remember a covenant, a legal agreement? Well, for those of you who are teachers, know this better than I. Studies seem to show that people remember things better when they involve multiple senses, right? Seeing, hearing, maybe even smelling. So in ancient days, you didn't write a covenant, you would berit a covenant. Berit is related to the word to cut. So very often when a covenant was made, an animal was butchered and the pieces were laid out on the ground. And when the two parties of the agreement would walk through them together, it was to impress on their hearts and minds and memories this stark fact for each party. May this be done to me if I break our covenant. That would be hard to forget. And here's where God's exception to the covenant cutting rule comes in. We have this really strange scene in Genesis when God made a covenant with Abraham. God told him to cut up some animals and set out the pieces, and Abraham certainly knew what was about to happen here. Now, remember the I before E rule. He understood that. The rule, the expectation, was that he and God would walk among the pieces together so that each would remember the covenant and the consequences of breaking it. But that's not what happened. God made an exception to the rule. Instead, we read, as the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell on Abram. And behold, dreadful and great darkness fell upon him. When the sky had gone down and it was dark, behold, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram. That wasn't following the rules. Not the rules for most covenants, at least. God alone moved among the pieces of the animal. God did everything in that covenant. God was saying, if this covenant is broken, I will suffer the consequences. And sure enough, Abraham's descendants broke the covenant. And sure enough, God suffered the consequences. God's son Jesus paid the cost of that broken covenant on the cross for all the times that Abraham's descendants broke that covenant. And we have not only a written record of that event of Jesus, but we also have a visual reminder. The cross is the reminder that God's descendant, God's only begotten son Jesus, suffered and died on the cross after we broke God's law. The law that says, the one who sins shall die. So down through the generations, as God's redeemed people see the cross, we remember and we believe. God sees the cross and remembers and keeps his covenant. Strangely, our part is sinning and being led to repentance. God's part is forgiving the sinner. And this is true for us because as believers in Christ, we too are heirs of Abraham. St. Paul wrote to those who trusted in their genetic connection to Abraham for their salvation. He wrote this. He said, Not all are children of Abraham because they are his offspring, but through Isaac shall your offspring be named. In other words, through the promise, through the fulfillment of the promise. And John the Baptist said to these same people, do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as your father. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. But you see, the greater miracle, even of raising up descendants for Abraham from stones, is that you and I have also been included in the covenant that God made with Abraham. The covenant that God made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had three parts. God would make of them a great nation, give them a land, and bless all the people of the earth through them. And he fulfilled that promise in a much greater way than even Abraham could have imagined. The great nation is all people who, like Abraham, trust God's promises by faith. The land isn't some piece of real estate, but the land is God's real estate. It's heaven itself. And all the people on earth have been blessed by the descendant of Abraham, the fulfillment of the promise that goes all the way back to Genesis 3, that one who would destroy the power of death and hell, our Lord Jesus Christ. Rules aren't bad things to remember. I before E, except after C, has saved me many times. But it's even better to remember that there are exceptions to that rule as well as to others. God made a covenant that broke the rules. And thank God that he remembers. Because in his remembering, all generations have been blessed and continue to be blessed forever. You know, there's a lot of talk about generations, right? Baby boomers, Gen X, millennials. And the generation you're in is determined by when you were born. Well, you and I, we've been reborn. Reborn in Christ. We are the remembered generation. God has remembered and done something. And though we've done nothing to deserve it, and everything to not deserve it, He has remembered, and He forgives, and He blesses. Amen.